How do you breathe when you're fucking?
I'm not a fucking mouth breather, bro.
Okay, how do you breathe when you're fucking?
Breathe through my nose. Not like
how do you breathe when you're fucking?
Like one of those jackass mouth breathers, bro.
You like this?
Yeah, you gotta breathe through your nose. What do you... You never heard this?
No, this is a good topic. How do you breathe when you're having sex?
How do you breathe in this room? How do you breathe in general?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. How are you breathing?
That's how he breathes. Mouth breather. Are you just a straight up mouth breather?
Yeah.
Mouth breather.
He's
one of those guys that stands behind you and goes.
This is me, right?
He's one of those guys you're playing Xbox with. He's on the mic like.
Can you stop breathing in the fucking mic?
Dude. What is that, nose or mouth?
What are you doing? That's when I'm breathing.
So you're going both or what?
But during sex.
I don't think you really know how it goes during sex.
How do you do it?
I don't think you know. After
how do you do
you
it?
Only have one experience.
I don't do it.
You don't sex? You don't sex?
No, you hold your breath.
You don't breathe. You don't sex or you don't breathe?
Both.
Yeah, you told me last weekend. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I don't breathe, dude.
No, you told me last weekend. How do you breathe when you're having sex?
You gotta breathe through
your nose. Right after it.
You gotta filter it. That's all I'm gonna say.
You like that?
You gotta filter that nasty sex air.
You're breathing saying you like that?
Yeah, and then you go
to yourself?
You like it deep in you?
To yourself?
No, you're saying it out loud.
When you're breathing?
You like it deep? And she's like,
so what?
She's like,
deep.
Yeah,
she's you jerking off and you're gonna fucking.
2 inches in me? Yeah.
And then you're like, while or afterwards?
Do you jerk off to finish or what?
And then you go like this. Bitch, that wasn't a fucking question.
Yeah, and she's like, can you use your thumb instead?
It feels better.
It looks bigger than your penis.
How do you breathe when you're having sex? Or right after?
Okay. Right after?
How are you breathing?
Oh, dude.
Not that damn heavy.
Right after? Yeah.
Well, just like a little bit sweaty and just, you know, breathing normally, but I go to sleep.
Like right after?
Just about.
See, I'm the opposite.
Just about.
I roll over
and then pass out.
I'm more of the wake up,
like fuck smoke
and wake me up kind of guy.
What you know, instead of the I like those. I like in the middle of the night before it, you know, in the middle of the week, you wake, get woken up to fuck, and then you go back to sleep.
He says wake up. No, I'm saying I don't go to sleep. That's what wakes me up.
Oh, it wakes you
like
up.
Yeah, like on the weekend, like a nice Saturday morning, you know. Okay. Yeah, like I'm staying in bed.
Okay,
yeah. You know, exhausted.
Okay,
right.
She wakes you up.
You know,
how are you breathing?
Fuck. Right.
In the morning or at night?
This is morning.
In the morning.
You're
dude.
Still tired as fuck.
This is Saturday morning.
When you wake up in the morning, you're tired.
Like for instance,
this morning,
dude. Just keep going with your story. You don't got to say for instance.
Make it up, bro. It doesn't have to be true.
So she wakes you up Saturday. Pump.
No.
How are you breathing?
Friday night, I don't go to bed till
at least 2 in the morning.
1 o'clock.
2 in the morning.
It was 1. But 2. Yeah. 2. You
probably
say
2. It's probably 2. Want.
That's Saturday at this point. 1 o'clock is also Saturday at this
okay.
Point.
Sleep. Wake up. She wants to pump.
So
or
I
you
want
to
for
pump.
Like 6 hours. I always want to. Every it, that's me
every
Saturday
day.
Morning.
Give me some. Every
guy,
day he
that's
wants to pump.
That's what I said.
Every day
yeah.
He wants to pump, but he doesn't.
Ooh.
And he told me.
No.
Because the mind don't matter, dude.
So, yeah, no.
You
got to
keep
the
dick strong.
That's a right motion. Every day I want to pump. Every day I want to get in there, but, you know, it's just not a feeling.
Gates are closed.
Around the room.
Bars are closed.
Yeah. Bars only open till 4.
Oh, no. 5 o'clock comes around, you got to go to the bathroom.
It's closing time.
8 o'clock fucking last call.
But, like I was saying.
Okay.
For instance, I stayed up to like 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I was already up at like 6 o'clock.
Morning?
Yeah. Sadly, okay. I didn't want to be.
Bricked up for sure.
Bricked up.
Ready to go.
Definitely.
Ready to go.
That's just getting bricked up right now, dude. You better chill.
Come on, bro.
That's the problem.
You're
getting
excited. I don't know what you're
doing. I'm putting my hand right here.
So I don't get too much affection. So when I do get touched, and that's what happened, she rolled over. And touched me.
Does she do a little backup thing?
All it takes is a back scratch for me, and then fucking.
You're ready.
All of a sudden, down there, it's like, what's going on?
What
bud?
The fuck?
You're getting touched by a woman.
Like a real
no
scratch
way.
Like this, like, or some soft like that.
You could do two. Watch. Scratch me. No, no, I'm just kidding.
No, let me do it. That won't work. Let me do it.
That's good. I can get you. I can get you.
I can get you.
I need these, a woman.
Ezra, get over there and give him a good old back rub, man.
Just get a back rub.
Is she doing a soft fucking...
Stand up and I'm just like...
Okay, great. Now you're saying back rub. So it's a back no, rub or back scratch? No, I'm saying
if you rubbing my back.
Well, oh. Finish if you give him a back rub.
But no. Is it a back scratch or a back
it's
rub?
It's anything, really. It's really
no matter
like,
what.
If put his finger in his ear, morning,
you touch me...
No matter what.
Boom.
Any kind of touch.
Boom.
It has to be Saturday morning, though?
Boom.
Saturday morning.
It's for sure
Saturday. It's Saturday morning.
It can't be a Sunday morning.
I'm not joking. I'm not.
That's the Lord's Day.
I'm literally not joking.
That's the Lord's Day.
This is
like. We don't fuck on Sundays, dude.
No, I don't like. No, I literally am like, I'm not in the mood. I only fuck on Sundays. I don't want to. What are we talking about? Are we talking about me or are we talking about you?
We're talking about everybody.
Shit. We're talking about you. We were talking about you. So she scratches your back. You're ready to go.
She don't even got to scratch my knee.
That's where your dick is.
She can touch your ear, and then you're ready to go,
there
right?
There you go.
Or, like, do the little brush on the side of your hair like that.
Pops up. But what happens is nothing happens.
Damn. Well, see, if she scratches your back, she's not trying to fuck you.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
That's the problem that I have there. That's
oh,
what I'm
no,
saying.
Dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is that's my issue.
If you get your back scratched, you're trying to fuck.
Yes. Don't scratch my back.
Just don't fuck.
Don't scratch my back.
Or don't touch me.
Oh, God.
Hey, so. Why do you think I'm always like, wait. When you guys come in close, I'm like, wait. Don't fucking touch me.
Wait. We're fucking. Oh, no. We're touching, man. Okay.
I'm trying not to get fucked.
In the pool hall. What's yes, her name? Used to scratch your back, dude.
Who?
The old lady that owned it. I forgot her
ooh,
name. I Sherry. Sherry God. Used to scratch your back.
That
you
was
break up?
No.
He was at the bar and he didn't want to stand up afterwards.
Nothing.
Was,
that's nothing, dude.
That's nothing like a Saturday morning.
Yeah. But if it was Saturday morning and she did that.
Yeah, she was in bed with me on Saturday morning and she touched.
That's different. That's a different story.
They're
yeah.
fucking, man. They're
different
fucking.
Story. And she better fuck. See, that, and that's a problem. And that's what I don't
and
like
that's the
is that
problem.
Is if that you scratch my back,
we better fuck.
If you're gonna touch me, we're gonna fuck.
So I'll get
right.
hard.
Right?
I'll get hard like 37 times.
37?
Like stop touching me. You know, it's like she'll stop and it's a rollover again at one point in the morning, like 30 minutes later, and it touched me, and I'm like, stop. And like unless I'm gonna get fucked, stop touching me.
If you no. touch me one more time, I'm going bust.
But that's not fair to be like you can't touch me at all. Right? We need a fuck.
Well, that's fair. That's I'm fair.
It's only Saturday mornings. Every other night, it's fine.
I'm sleeping next to you. Of course, I'm gonna touch you.
Yeah, no, and that's totally cool. You know, I touch you too. I try to get close too. You know, here and there.
She kicks him in the bed, and he goes ping. rolls over, smacks him. He's like, oh. He's like, oh my god, we're getting feisty. You know, like, am I getting tied up?
See. You guys just don't get the Saturday morning.
No, I don't.
I do.
It's for that's the only day, really.
And Saturday was my best day,
dude. She can vouch for that.
I like to go to bed after, so I don't understand.
That's
morning.
Always the day I'm complaining too. I'm like, why? I'm like, because I don't want to get out of bed for some reason. I'm like, dude, I don't even want to get out of bed until I pump.
Did you hear what this guy just said?
Yeah, he's the one.
He said
he's the opposite. He
don't
doesn't want
to do something because I want to go to sleep in the morning.
He doesn't want to go no. to bed until he pumps.
You literally just said
I
that.
Said I said I go to bed after I pump, so I don't want to do it in the morning.
So yeah. If you were to do it in the morning, you're gonna
I'll go back. I'll go back to bed. Yeah.
There's no way you're going to sleep. I'm not going to sleep.
I do
you're
that.
You're not gonna go to sleep.
Okay, so you know me. That's literally yeah.
How are you gonna be wide awake
in the morning
doing a fucking physical activity then go to sleep? How?
Have you ever came? Do you not go to bed after you come, dude?
No, I don't.
What do you what do you after do? You come?
Stay okay. up.
You just fucking turn the TV on and just you watch fucking TV.
Like, and then he jerks off yes. again. No, I'm
okay,
I
go back.
No, no.
Your I'm story's way better than
nope,
his.
We're on the same boat.
Yours is
no,
way
we're in the same
doing
boat.
Doing my experience.
Yeah, these guys are different. I, don't
yeah,
know.
I pass dude. Out.
You know
yeah, me too.
They don't have ADHD is the problem.
No, I do.
I do.
No, they don't. Literally, they don't.
I've been diagnosed.
Well, yeah,
fine.
My doctor don't either. Man.
My doctor's fucking retarded. I do.
Were you ever diagnosed, Ezra?
Yes.
With retardism.
I was really hoping you were going to say no. Because I was.
It would have been funny if I would have said no.
No, because if you would have said no, then we could have been on the same boat. Like we both have it and they don't, but they were diagnosed and we weren't.
Oh fuck! I didn't know you were gonna go that route.
Yeah. but
too late. Now you guys both look retarded. Late.
Now I look so, stupid.
Three of you haven't got diagnosed. I have.
What? No, I've never got diagnosed, but I feel like.
But I just know
at
you.
At some points in life, I feel like I have it, but yes. I don't know. But that's just how they say that you have it. I wouldn't. I don't know. Wait, you. It's just
so
thing that I
do. Are you fucking at all any Saturday morning, or to get the cut the
this
story
guy's
short?
So on a
cut the
court, right
cut the story short.
Every other.
Ezra's stuck
probably
on
every
sex
other.
Tonight.
Not what I want to, you know. And I've tried to change that for sure because that's a.
You get the numbers up, man. Come on.
You know that's
get the numbers up, dude.
No, let's get real.
Ezra's so
let's get real.
Ezra's so fascinated
with sex
life. It's a problem.
Let's get real, bro.
Poor dude. The dog brushes his leg in the morning. He could do guitar. All
right, this isn't a therapy thing. Never mind.
Why?
No. What are we getting real about here? I don't get
let's
real.
Let's get real.
I don't have sex in the mornings. If I do, I go to sleep.
You don't have sex
I,
at all.
I, well, I do in the morning sometimes. Sometimes I wake up and I'm just like, you know, we're fucking. But
I
prefer it at night.
I jack off way more than I have sex.
Why night?
That's the problem.
Why night?
Yeah, you got to stop that.
That's the main question. Why the night? Let me hear it.
I can do what
let
I
me hear it.
Because I could do what I love to do.
You do.
What happened over there?
I tried.
Just like I was telling Ezra, I stopped the porn. I stopped everything, dude.
Why?
Okay. It fucks with your
sorry,
head.
Sorry, cowboy. Why?
Because it fucks with your head.
But
dude, just even
what seeing
fucking with your head. What's the fucking with
just
your
even part? Seeing hot ass women in public fucks with my head.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm porn saying. Like, what the fuck is this guy
head.
Talking about?
Women in general fuck with my head.
But like, why for real? Yeah. Why?
No, fuck because it creates dopamine and it fucks up with your sex life.
Since when did you care about dopamine?
When you'll understand when you start getting a little older there, Ezra.
So you're old now?
Yeah.
He's what already in his fuck? Head, dude. You see
Ezra's that? Already old.
Okay, let's cut this guy off.
Look at
this
one. What kind of question is that?
Come on.
This guy be
why the night, not
he's
the morning?
He's older than you.
Why the night, not the morning?
Well, the night time. Well, I like going to sleep afterwards.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes,
see,
sir.
I'm just
like,
different.
Like it's almost immediately.
Like right away.
Yeah, I finish.
I guess.
Roll over.
Is it because
and
you're?
Fucking
is,
out,
it be,
man.
Is it because? No, is it because you're fucking and you're gonna finish by like 12 o'clock at
and
night?
You're too loud, Ezra. Back
probably
up.
Started,
or no matter what time.
I probably start at like 12.
In the morning.
At night. 12 at night.
Yeah, 12 at night. 12
yeah. And then, because
okay.
It's really only on the weekends. I'm
and then you
tired.
Fuck for hours, so you're probably done by like 2.
No, I not
hours.
No
more.
No,
he
no.
Said
no more.
Not anymore. Oh, that was just when, you know, that was a few years
testosterone,
ago.
His testosterone went down.
No, there was a little bit of help there.
Oh,
when those times would happen.
Cocaine.
Yeah,
I remember that help.
Yeah, the cocaine.
I never got invited to that help part
you
either.
You guys made forget what
without,
I was
without,
say
without help, it's you know, it's a good normal like 30 minutes.
You're lying.
No, dead serious. Unless I'm, unless I got a good.
What's a normal for you, Larry?
About 3 minutes.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking? Normal for me, maybe 5, max.
Yeah, I would say after that I'm very
depending
tired.
Depending on how much I drank, though, if I drank a bunch, I ain't even gonna come.
Oh, yeah, that's what
but
sucks, dude. You keep trying to get there, and you almost get a fucking heat stroke.
Yeah, but
as
long
as fucking going,
when
you're sweating like
at
a
that
monk.
Point, I'm just like as long as she felt good.
And you, are you care for?
But
it
then
sucks
it's
though when you're
no.
drunk because
so,
you get to the point where it's like you're almost there. And you
yeah.
Going,
oh yeah,
going,
fuck
going,
yeah, you
going,
get to the
like,
point where you're almost there all the time. Yeah,
like I'm gonna fucking
you're
pass
right
out,
the
man.
Fuck there, and you're always telling her like, oh, keep going, I'm right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and but you don't ever get it. Yeah.
And then she's what like, the did you not
play?
Like,
bitching, like, oh, my fucking puss hurts.
Funny.
It's like, yeah, we get it. Yeah, I know. It's got to. Yes. There ain't no way it doesn't.
No, man.
Are you drinking water?
Did we all have the same shit? We're all the same people. Ezra, it'd be a lot funnier if
she
knew about this.
She might have already came, but I did not. And now it's just, now it apparently it just hurts for her at this point.
You just go,
but you still want it.
Yeah.
And you ain't
it's
stopping
like right
until
there,
you're
like,
guards
right
done.
There.
And then you're like, oh, I'm right there. And then you're about to shoot.
Yeah.
Ow,
and
ow,
you're,
ow.
Yeah. Just something happens. Or she stops moving. She's doing the work at first.
Yeah,
and you're right there. Right there.
And then you give out.
And then they stop. And they're like, oh, I got tired. Or some stupid shit. And you're like, motherfucker, I ain't ever coming. Hey, hey, like, this ain't ever happening. Not tonight. Maybe I'll try you again in the morning.
Hey, you better try Saturday morning.
I'll try you again in the morning.
Saturday morning.
That's Saturday.
That was on Friday night.
Literally Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, wakes up 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's, bam. It's easy like on. Saturday morning.
It busts like a fucking mosquito.
Saturday morning, dude. That's a day to go. It wakes you up. Well, I mean, I don't know about it. I don't know why you guys are weird with the... Because it does it both for me. You know, if I fuck in the morning, I'm waking up. If I fuck when I'm tired and I'm about to go to sleep, I'm going to go to sleep. You know, it does both. You could do it always.
Bro. I'm a hit and miss, man. I prefer to go at night before I go to bed because I like just rolling over and passing out.
See, but mostly,
then,
I'm not horny
then again,
at night.
There's times in like where I'll just, we're in the middle of the night, wake up, do it, and
see,
go back to sleep.
See, that's my problem is I just wake up horny.
And then there's times where I wake up in the morning
like,
and I'm like, just, God, I'm fucking hornier than a motherfucker in the morning. And then I fuck, and then I get out of bed and start doing shit outside. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell I'm outside already.
Yeah, sometimes I let her finger me, and I'm like, what did I just do?
What?
What?
Fuck. And then, wait, what?
I was so hoping somebody would catch
it. We all caught that shit.
I was going to let it scoop by.
He caught it, dog.
I just had to finish saying what I was saying first.
Hey, yeah, but what I don't know is how do you roll over and go to bed? You don't have to clean up all the lube and lotion everywhere?
Ew. What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Well, Ezra has to clean up all the lube and lotion.
Clean shit. That's a good one.
I don't use any of that shit.
This guy's cleaning up. He's not even watching nothing now. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Why the fuck does this have to clean up?
Because he's jerking off.
Okay.
I'm jerking off.
No, I thought it was hella funny that Ezra was like getting mad at the sex thing, and like, and he's asking all these questions. Then we're gonna ask Ezra. And he's like, "Well, hey, let's change this topic."
I ain't even had a girlfriend for that long, so I can't even answer.
I ain't even had sex.
Like, I know I'm like judging you guys and shit, but like, I really don't know what the fuck's going on.
I really don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
So, look. I'm kind of retarded.
They feel like sandbags and shit. Right?
it sure does.
Yeah, it feels like one of those things that you put your fingers in, right? The Chinese traps.
It feels like moon sand.
It's just like that, man. You can't get it back out either. That's why you keep going in and out, because it won't come out.
She got that grit.
You got to keep going until it finally comes out.
Ezra's fucking got stuck like dogs.
It's fucking those she-males.
I ain't fucking shit.
Fucking those she-males.
I ain't fucking shit.
So, Ezra, what do you like to do after you have sex?
Do you like
morning sex?
No, what's your Saturday morning smokeable routine?
Yeah, Saturday morning routine.
Smokeable.
Other than having a giant hard-on.
Hard rock hard.
Gym.
You go to the gym after you jack off.
No, I don't jack off.
No, he just goes hard. Where the fuck would he go?
Yeah.
Why would he jerk off? That would ruin the whole fucking situation.
He would release all his testosterone and not be able to work out.
So I was like, what the hell? That doesn't make any sense.
He goes to the gym and jerks off in the sauna.
Definitely, if you wake up in the morning on Saturday and you plan to go to the gym, do not jerk off.
Why, you won't go?
No, you go in that shitty wreck.
What?
I'm gonna.
What?
I'm gonna. No, I don't do that.
No big motherfucker better brush in.
You don't need it on the weekends.
I don't do that.
You don't jerk off on the weekends?
You don't do the gym.
I don't jerk off Saturday morning and then go to the gym, no.
Hey, it's you like jerk off after the gym?
It's a full-time job, dude. He only works Monday through Friday, dude.
We're not jerking off first. That's the point.
Oh, yeah, no.
We're not jerking off.
Not even bricked up. Nothing.
You jerk off.
You don't
want
to go in there bricked up.
No.
Not jerking up.
That's the whole point of his thing.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't get it.
Do you not wake up?
Now I don't. Now I don't understand it. So
I don't.
Okay.
Wait. Hold on.
Let's talk about something else.
Does Ezra not wake up hard though?
I don't.
I don't wake up hard.
No. Saturday morning.
I do every Saturday morning.
Not Saturday morning.
Every other day you don't though.
Sunday morning, yes.
It's only Saturdays.
Sunday morning, yes.
Hold on.
Every day I have to wake up from work. Fuck no, I don't wake up bricked hard.
Bro, you're supposed to wake up with a boner.
For work?
To wake up in the morning, you're supposed to
for
have
work.
Morning wood.
No,
that
I'm
means
not
you have low testosterone.
I'm waking up hard for work.
I'd say most of the time I wake up with a boner.
I'm waking up hard
I'd say like almost every morning.
To fuck on one. Saturday morning.
Like how hard though? Like,
sometimes I wish I could remember my damn.
How hard though?
No, but you know how I said earlier I got like 63, 68 hard-ons.
37.
But like how hard though? Like are you hard like fucking?
No, that's
damn,
what fucks
or like
me up.
Hard
I'll
like
get,
where it's
I'll get,
still
I'll get
soft.
Hard. That's what wakes me up all night.
It's not the dogs. It's just you getting hard. He's like, I blame the dogs, but it's just my dick.
It's a slow process.
My dick's barking up.
It's here. Huh?
Blame the dogs.
It's like
really
a timer. All night long, it's slowly getting there. And it keeps him up. And then in the morning.
Once it hurts, I got to flop it down. Tucks it in his waistband. Goes back to bed.
It's a bummer, but I mean.
I wish I could tuck it in my waistband. Not big enough.
Well, you got a big size to get up there.
You just lose a little weight, it'll grow.
Well, it's this fat, but it's only like this big.
It's about as big as your little toy right there.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do with
that? That same height. Oh shit! But that fat.
Okay.
Oh, what do we got?
How
else we got?
How do you spell chode?
Dick.
Spell
chode.
C H O A D.
Spell chode.
Saturday morning.
Spell chode.
I like to golf.
Spell chode.
I like to golf. I'd like to go golf with the homies. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we should go golfing.
I like to have sex with my homies, but they don't want to because they're fucking have girlfriends.
Well, at nighttime, I will.
Don't you start talking about Saturdays again.
They got girlfriends, so they don't want to have sex.
Hey, scratches back in the morning on Saturday. You'll get some.
You need to go get a hooker or something, dude.
No, I don't. Why?
Because all you think about is sex, dude.
No, I don't.
Yeah, but it's all you want to talk about today, dude.
Because that's all we ever talk about on the show.
No, it's not, actually.
Okay,
no.
Talk about literally something else. Go.
Okay.
One, two, three, go.
I just got my teeth pulled out, my wisdom teeth. I got them all pulled out on
Thursday.
Like
our listeners want to hear that.
And that's why I'm drinking water, because I can't drink beer right now because the shit fucking hurts like shit.
Because he's gay.
Also, we went to Redinger, me and Ezra, last weekend. But
hey, fuck you, man.
Shittiest lake ever been to, Luba. So you didn't miss out.
Did you go jump off the bridge though?
No, we didn't.
Did you see the bridge?
No, we didn't.
See the jumpable bridge?
I did. Yeah.
No, we didn't.
How high was the water?
He's fucking lying. You did not see no bridge.
The road was closed.
The road is the bridge.
The road was closed to get to it, but it's back there. But the road caved in.
You didn't kayak back there or nothing?
No, that was way too far. We're by the dam. We're on the dock.
I mean the dock.
I guess when we jumped off, we drove.
You should have went to Manzanita.
That road's fucked up. But Ezra,
I'm gonna go grab some ice.
Ezra's pissed because he didn't catch fish, and he's mad that I.
And what'd you should have said? Right,
that's why I don't go places with you guys.
You should have said we should have hit what?
Manzanita go kayak.
Manzanita.
Lake to go to.
Manzanita's cool.
It's inside, like in the middle, in Norfolk.
Those lakes suck ass.
You don't know a goddamn thing about lakes.
He doesn't.
I don't.
All he knows is he doesn't catch fish there, so it's not cool.
Yeah.
But once you catch fish there, you'll like it.
You guys drove past my house to go to Redinger.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker didn't stop there?
I tried to call him.
I live on the
road. He was down at his grandma's. We went to that pizza joint right there by your house. Whatever that place is called.
I don't know. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
the
but
pizza's pretty good. I
called you, but you didn't answer. I think you were still at grandma's.
Maybe. I was sick that day, so I don't know.
Yeah, I was fishing on a rock, and it fucking broke, and I fell into the waters with my phone and everything. That shit was fun. Yeah, I caught 5 fish out there. Oh, also, when I was getting my teeth pulled out, so my bottom right one, it wouldn't come out. He was pulling hella hard, so he had to go and drill it and then break it into pieces and pull it out. And that shit fucking hurted. And it still hurts.
You're not making me want to go get mine pulled out anymore.
Oh, it sucked. And I wasn't put to sleep or nothing. I was awake.
I need to get mine pulled out.
I wouldn't even go unless they're putting me to sleep.
Have you had your wisdom teeth pulled out, Bubba?
Fuck no.
I thought you said you did.
Are they all in one piece?
Fuck yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, no, mine are chilling.
No, my wisdom teeth are
when
fucked
I was like,
up, but I have never gotten, obviously.
God, I can't remember how old I was.
I can't brush them right because of how close they are to my jaw.
Yeah, they're right there.
I don't know what the fuck mine are doing, but I know when I was younger, I got the pain from them coming in. You know, like I was like fucking straight crying.
Yeah, that shit hurts.
fucked up shit and fucking... I ended up just taking it, you know, like fucking, and after a while it didn't hurt. And fucking, and I just took ibuprofen a couple of days while it was happening. And now I feel all four of them. I feel bottom and top. I feel them coming in, like with my tongue. I could feel them all there. Mm-hmm. But fuck, I mean, I'm 26, 27 now. So it's are just they really going to keep coming? I don't think you're going to keep coming
just
too much.
It's just if you can brush them.
But they don't need to be brushed. They're not even really there. So.
Well, they need to be brushed. That's what happened to mine.
Yeah.
I got a cavity inside of it and it broke. And they had to take it out because it's so hard to reach back there and brush. I brush every day. I brush at nighttime, too.
I can't get
there. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah. I mean, I had to get...
All four of them are fucked.
This one's gone because it got rotted out. See? I had to get that yanked out.
It's because it's hard to get to those ones back there, dude.
Oh, it was disgusting.
But now I have a big gap back there, so I'll be able to get all of them now.
Well, I'm going to have all my...
You know what I'm going
to worry about... Sorry.
I'll let you finish.
We're in the middle of shit, but now with this gap, I feel like I don't have to worry about at least this one coming down and fucking his teeth up because they'll push.
Yeah, because
I got
thing
this
to
gap anyway. There, nothing's going to ever come in there.
Yeah,
so they'll push
it'll
over
just
and it
push,
should be fine.
Just close it.
That
yeah.
one. But still.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm older than you a little bit, so. But even still, I don't feel like they're even really growing in like they would, you know. I definitely
well,
wanted to
I think
to
they're
pump,
done growing.
But they wanted to do them all at one time when I ever did get them looked at.
I should have did mine all at one time
and
when I did it.
I was like, dude, fuck no. Because I've gotten, yeah. dude, I had to get like 7 cavities filled at one time. And that was one hell of a time. And I just, man, I hate teeth work.
See, I've only had one cavity.
And my mouth's not fucked up right now. The only fucked up part of my mouth right now is this baby tooth.
Well, when's the last time you went in
I've
for...
I've got a baby tooth right here in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, baby,
yeah, that will
baby,
never, it's
don't
not going to ever go
like
anywhere.
Because
the tooth that's supposed
baby,
to be there is
no,
going this way and my jaw's down here.
Mine.
The tooth that's supposed to be there is down here coming this way.
Yeah.
So that'll never be popped out unless it falls out itself. But there's a cavity in it, and it bothers me. You know, it's a small shit. Cavity. Yeah. And when I try to go get it filled, they told me no. They're like, no, it's a baby tooth that's kind of loose. It's going to fall out anyway. I'm like, dude, fuck you.
I remember this
it's
girl. I remember when this girl told me no. She
feel
fucking
my
broke
fucking
my heart.
Tooth. Like, nothing's ever going to come in unless I get it replaced.
Yeah.
And it's still there.
I mean, we could just take it out for you, Bubba.
Well, I could take it out myself if I want. I don't. There's no reason for it to come out. It's not loose enough to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's
and
what hurt.
Take
cool. that shit out yourself.
You know, it's kind of cool. I still got a fucking baby tooth in my mouth.
Yeah.
And it only has one little cavity in it. But it's rotting right now because of that
one
little cavity.
You
got
to fix the cavity.
They won't fix it.
To pull that bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Because
it'll fuck up your whole mouth.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're not going to fix it because it's a little loose and it's a baby tooth. It's like, it's not going to be replaced by anything other than a fake tooth because the other tooth is down here. And fucking, and. Why the fuck would I don't need a fake tooth? This tooth doing it was doing great until it started bothering me.
Yeah,
just fill it and it would be fine for another couple of years. Makes no sense, but they're like no, they're just telling me no.
Yeah, I don't know about teeth, man. Fuck,
I'm
teeth.
Just gonna get all my teeth pulled out.
But I hate it.
And then have the all the implants put in.
Apparently, I have some kind of gum disease or something.
Gingivitis.
No, it's not even called that. I had to go in and get them all clean them out and whatever. I don't know.
When's the last time you had to clean?
Not too long ago, that's for sure.
You should go get them cleaned and see what's up with your teeth.
No, I was literally like, I had to go in for like 4 different appointments and they'd have to numb my mouth.
Oh, you went really clean.
Yeah, deep clean.
Well, you need to go back and get a regular clean and then so they can look at your teeth. Because then they'll let you know what those cavities are doing, bro. Because that shit could fuck you up.
I don't have any cavities right now as far as I know other than that little baby one that was in there. But
I didn't know I had one either.
I need to go to the dentist and make sure I ain't got no cavities.
Yeah, no, that's why this one got pulled.
True. I haven't been to the dentist since I knocked my tooth out, and that was in high school.
Oh, my God, you need to go to the dentist. Ezra, dentist,
I used
anytime?
To love it, bro.
You
when I was a kid,
it?
Like elementary school.
Because you get out of school.
Yeah, you get out of school, for one.
Yeah.
And you get knocked out, basically.
I never got knocked out.
The laughing gas, that shit would have
You got it every time?
Fuck out. The gas?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, fuck yeah, they give me the gas.
No, they always numb me up.
Yeah, same thing here.
They
just
numb me up
fucking stick the Novocaine in
there. I never got gas, ever. Yeah,
they'd always put the gas thing on my fucking nose. And
man, you must have good insurance.
And that shit always felt, dude, it was, Like, at first it kind of sucked. It hurt to breathe in. And then all of a sudden it was like all fucking candy you're breathing in. It was always like flavor too. It was like watermelon, whatever flavor.
Bro, you want. I wish I had that drug right now. I'd do that shit right now.
That would be so fucking
That's the best
sick.
Drug ever.
It literally, it's laughing.
Laughing gas?
We'd all be sitting here fucking laughing.
I love that shit.
Fucking great.
It's like shrooms.
We should do it one time. We should see if we can get that.
Dude, you know how hard gas? That shit's to get? What, isn't that shit like hella regulated?
They just had me.
I don't know, but I mean, that would be fucking fun.
I love it, dude.
That would be tight. But doesn't it make you like incoherent though? Like you can't talk?
No, you can talk like, for the unless they
hella get you.
Unless they really give you it. But you,
but you can take like a little
you
hit.
You should probably have a professional there to
dose you up, right?
It's like anesthesia. You know, it's like
it can kill you. Like,
yeah, it could kill you if you do too much. Probably, oh, I'm damn. Sure.
What if we just do nitrous?
That'd be a hell of a way to go. Overdose like on laughing gas. Yeah.
Is doing that in the fucking in the thing, and I always get this this feeling that was just so good. It put me in this state. You know, I'd be in the chair, and I'd be breathing the gas in, and I'd finally get to the fucking. Where you kind of, and all I could hear was this ringing noise, right? It's like, it's just like a fucking, and most of the time that would be annoying as hell, right? But that shit is, it's like the, it was like the most soothing sound that you could imagine, you know, not, like even thinking about it right now.
You want
to
go to bed?
If I could be in that state right now. It's almost like that the highest state that I could think about being in. You know what I mean?
Did you ever go to sleep?
Like where I'm based? Yeah. Well, no. No.
So you're still up?
I'm still up, but I'm just in that.
And you can't feel nothing.
Yeah, you can't feel nothing, and I'm in that. And all I can hear is that ringing in my head, you know, that fucking. And that's the state that it put me in, was that ringing noise. And it's just a like satisfying ring. No, it's if you're sober and like if we played this ring right now and we're sober or whatever, not even we're drinking, whatever, any noise, if it's just to your human ear while you're sitting here, I swear to fucking be the most annoying goddamn thing ever. Cause it's just like yeah, it's just like
that is the most fucking annoying thing ever.
So that gas yeah,
going up and down.
You want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Gas.
No, no.
That gas puts you in. It put me in that head state and put me in that, which is the weirdest shit. Honestly, that is literally the craziest drug I've ever done. Is that gas? Probably. Huh.
No. Well, the one for me gas. That did it was when I broke my leg and I had surgery.
Oh, they put you really under.
Well, yeah, but no.
Well, I mean, I've been done.
What they gave me at the hospital was the hospital. They gave me fentanyl.
Oh God!
I've never done that.
That's overdose?
They didn't have that.
No, well,
there
was a fucking doctor giving it to me.
Yeah, no, they do.
But that goes back to like one of the first episodes when I said I felt like fucking Superman.
Oh yeah, you did tell us that.
And then I went home.
Yeah,
and then we fucked like immediately that. When we got home because I was horny as a motherfucker
off of fentanyl.
Yeah,
that. Yeah, I remember you saying some shit about that.
Like instantly, we got home and I said we're fucking. It was like you on a Saturday, dude.
That's just, yeah.
Hey, he breaks his leg. He wants to fuck.
No, you give me surgery.
Yeah, get fentanyl.
Give me fentanyl, and I'm coming home and I'm fucking.
How did you used to fuck
dude,
with your broken leg?
Those drugs, huh? Bro.
How did you used to fuck with the
well,
broken leg?
Well, that day I was standing on it.
Here we go. Answer with these fucking questions again, man. Why you always want to know what this
well,
guy's
you fuck? Know, when,
no,
I,
like,
when
real,
I was
just thought of that right now.
When it was broken, I was on crutches.
Okay, but how did
you
gotta
get
to fuck?
When I was standing up.
How'd you get
I'm
your leverage? How'd you get your leverage?
Fucking momentum. Rocking it, man.
Like
I was on crutches. You got
with
you
one leg.
Yeah, one leg. Just rocking.
On the bed or off the bed?
Oh, off the bed.
So you're off the bed, she's on.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing like a
you're
pendulum.
On the edge, huh? Pendulum. You're on the edge kind of guy?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go. Me too.
Yeah. Well, I like that or on top in the bed.
Unbelievable.
Ezra is too.
On top of the bed too.
Yeah.
But that leg. I just would just hold my broken leg off to the side
though, right?
And just be on the
you
one
can still
leg.
Use your knee? You can still use your knee?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't have a problem
mind,
with
never
any
mind.
Of that.
Never mind.
That night though, I was standing up. That's how wonderful no I felt. I was standing on my fucking leg. I just had surgery.
No way.
Bro, that was Saturday morning.
It's even better.
I don't even remember what day of the week it could have been. It could have happened on a Friday.
We're just back to, you know.
Got a callback.
I don't know, man. But that shit, I was like, I came home and said, we're fucking, man. No, I was standing up on it. The next morning I woke up.
You're standing up three-legged tripod
and I was miserable. When I woke up the next morning, I was hurting so fucking bad.
Down here?
No, in my fucking leg, dude.
Oh, in your leg. Yeah, in your broke-ass leg, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
He was standing on his penis, so it was hard. They caught him tripod in high school.
He's doing cock push-ups.
Cock-ups.
With his broken arm behind his back. And he woke up with his broken arm hurting and not his dick.
I never broke an arm.
Yeah, my whatever, fucking when I got put under for arm, my surgery on my knee, that shit was crazy. They start talking to you and they go and they're like count to three. You're like one, two.
Those are the best times of my
and
life.
And then you just wake up and everyone's around you. You're like, what the fuck happened?
Those are literally the best times of my life.
Was what?
Counting those seconds down before you pass fuck out in the fucking emergency room. Fuck yeah.
You can't even get to three. You're just two.
Oh, those are so good. Oh, my God.
This one guy lasted a
would you
want to
get
minutes.
Raped like that? Huh? Would you get raped like that?
What?
Did you say that's the best time of your life?
Get raped? If you I'm wouldn't out? Even know. Yeah. You wouldn't even know.
No.
Bring the doctor could have raped us while we were bring under.
When bring I had on, surgery man. On my leg, I could have been raped that night. I don't fucking know. I was out, man.
Fuck, dude. But I
there was no waking my ass up.
When I went in there for
but
my
your asshole's
leg,
gonna be sore.
Oh, God, bro. I came from...
No, I came if you from, wake up on fentanyl, your ass ain't gonna be sore.
I came from downtown community hospital. They drove me to Valley Children's. I still had the wrap around my leg. And when I got to Valley Children's, they're going to pull it off. And it's all stuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude, that shit was fucking
gnarly.
Oh, my God. And they're yanking the bandage off, trying to get it off and try to see the wound. And it's all just sticking to it. And I'm like, ah! And I got dropped off at the emergency room. You know, like my mom in that van.
Yeah.
Out front. I was in the back of that van. And she fucking pulls up and fucking, and the paramedics all come out and pull me out of the car and,
you know, get
I'm
get
like
down.
Straight legged, you know, fucking.
Fuck.
They're like, don't bang your leg, whatever, and they take me into the back room and they're pulling off the, and that's what's happening. They're pulling the bandages off from whoever wrapped
it. I was like,
the
where's
floor.
The drugs at?
They're
pulling the drugs.
They're
at?
Pulling the bandage off from whoever wrapped it before, and the shit's all, it was just dry, you know. It would have been hours since it happened.
Oh,
so
fuck.
She was just dry, stuck to my leg. So when they're pulling the fucking shit off, it's just stuck to my fucking wound, and I'm just fucking screaming.
It's like a zombie. You're like, oh, I'm pulling the skin off.
Screaming, dude. Bloody fucking murder. Fucking for my mom. To,
and they
I'm
just
like,
slap you.
Fuck, like, dude. Like,
shut the fuck up.
They pretty much just put me out. They fucking just
like, stick something
they
in
just
you.
Just pretty much just put me the fuck
like,
out.
Shut the fuck. Scott, someone come shut the fuck this kid off, dude. Fuck. I can't fucking work while this kid's screaming in my
woke
fucking
up
ear.
With fucking stitches across the leg.
Dick in my mouth.
Surgery.
Typical cock, Saturday morning. Yeah, but Ezra, to go back to your rape thing, some doctor was actually doing that and got caught. He was putting girls under and fucking them. While he was doing surgery. After he's done doing surgery, he'd fuck them. Or before, I don't
that sounds
know.
Sounds like a solid gig.
And the reason he got caught is because one of the girls got pregnant, and she was like, "I don't even have sex."
Damn, I don't even fuck.
Yeah.
It's
like, that's how he got. That's how he got caught.
You've got to be a sucky.
I hope she was above age.
Somebody spied her. I mean,
what
did
you say, Ezra?
I said I hope she was above age.
Above age?
That girl that got pregnant.
It's probably underage.
You hope?
I hope
I'm sure
so.
You don't.
What?
See the way your brain looks right now.
How's it look? Describe it.
Your scalp?
Like you want to
dry?
Three words. Describe it right now.
Three words. Ezra was wishing he was a doctor right now.
Dude, I think yeah. So bad.
What?
Fuck.
What?
What?
You
what
did you say?
You fuck me so bad.
You want to fuck Ezra so bad?
So bad.
Oh, dude, I got this cool thing.
I mean, it's a Saturday, but
you'd
it's a Saturday
fuck my
night,
tits
dude.
So bad.
Hell yeah, brother. We going golfing?
No, we're going
just
skiing.
You, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna go skiing right now.
No, not with you guys.
Have sex on my tits.
No, it's just me and Ezra. We're going golfing together.
Okay.
Yeah, me and
you his, have another moment. Apparently, like last Saturday night, you made his goddamn.
Me and his tits world, are man. Going golf.
Don't forget what. I can't see what that says. Don't forget your zigzags. That's pretty tight.
I still don't know what he's talking about.
Don't forget your zigzags.
That's pretty sick.
Hey, that's a pretty cool poster.
Pull it. Yeah.
Yeah, the liquor store guy gave it to me.
Nice.
It's a sticker.
It's a oh, really? What I was going to say. It looks like
a sticker.
It's a fucking window sticker.
That's a big ass sticker.
Dude, don't fucking peel it and put it on anything. Save that bitch.
That's pretty
I'll put it on a car later.
It's fucking tight, dude.
Don't put it on a car.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, once we get a like sick
get a,
car.
Get a sick ass bucket.
Throw that bitch on a windshield where you can't see nothing. It'd be like fake noon.
Put it on the front.
Yeah, it'd be like zigzags.
I love zigzags.
I love zigzags. I don't even smoke, but I love them.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but, man. Shit's crazy, bro.
Yeah, this thing's fucking cool, though. This guy always gives me shit. Sometimes I tell him no because sometimes it's gay.
Which guy? That guy's...
His name's German.
Talk to me.
His name's German.
I gotta pay. Well,
hurry up. Well,
I can't because both of my fat ass can't
pay. My bad, bud. Yeah, now the main guy doesn't talk to me as much, but...
The
other guy does.
German?
Now the other guy does.
German or the fat guy?
The regular guy.
The bigger guy.
Oh, the big guy? He talks to me sometimes. I'm friends with German. German
fuck,
gives me all the shit.
He talks to me all the time now. It used to be the other guy. I don't know if you call him German, whatever.
Yeah, his name's German.
The skinnier, yeah, the guy that we always talk to.
His name is German.
Yeah. It's with a J. It's what German.
He goes by German.
His that name is dude. German.
Oh.
J-E-R-M-A-N.
And I love that guy, but fuck, every time I've gone in, he doesn't even say a word to me unless I say something to him. Yeah. It's always the other guy now. It's always the other guy that was weird before. And now he's always fucking
Tony hi.
Fuck. Yeah, what's up, you buddy? You know, always this other guy now. It's
yeah, I'm
so
cool.
Weird.
The owner's hella cool too.
Yeah, no, the owner was there today when I got those when I got these things.
White Russian.
Cut water, White Russian.
I went in there and I was like, yeah, I want you guys to order a drink for me because I couldn't find them anywhere because I looked Google. I was like, hey, where the fuck can I get these? And it told me like down the street, Johnny Quick or some bullshit, 4 miles somewhere else.
The Happy Dad one?
It's like, fuck, I got to have them here. So I went there and I just was like, hey, if you guys don't have them, can you order them for me? And I told him, same guy, that usual guy, normal guy.
Mm-hmm, German.
Yep. And he's like, dude, we fucking got them somewhere. And he turned to the other, I think it's the owner. The owner was there at that point.
It's another skinny dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he was like, hey, fucking. Exactly, yeah. And then he walked me over and looked around, and we looked around, and then we finally found him. It's like, holy shit, you guys actually fucking have them.
What, those right there?
Fucking way. Yeah, those.
White Russian things.
Yeah, these White Russians.
Cut
they
water.
Had them in a 4-pack. And I was like, no fucking way, dude.
A 4-pack?
So I grabbed them.
That Cutwater brand, their shit's pretty good. I've never had the White Russian.
I had them at the. Because we went to the movies. And I had asked for a White Russian at the bar at the movie.
Wow. And they gave you that.
And she's like, what's in it? And I told her what was in it. And then she was like, oh, we have these in a can. She's like, fucking give me the one.
How much was
can?
The can?
I was like, why
didn't she
tell me that?
She
in the
didn't
first
know
place?
That they had White Russian. It says in big letters.
No, she didn't
right
know
there.
That.
White Russian.
No, it took her a minute for sure.
Well, and she's a bartender. Don't know how to make a White Russian?
No.
This is a movie theater, dude.
It's a movie theater bartender, bro.
Yeah.
Well, then you don't get tipped.
You get lucky if you get a Jack and Coke.
She did not. I did not.
How much was the can of that?
Way more than
$7.
That. $7. $11?
For one?
Ooh. Probably for one, yeah.
And the whole pack was
11
14?
Or 13. Oh, yeah. It probably cost me 11 or 13 for four.
You get to sneak those in next time.
Oh, that's what I was like. That's what I said to myself.
Yeah.
Just I mean,
she
was
like,
know.
Oh, if I can find these and we go again. They're in the purse.
You go walk around with them.
They're in the purse.
You go walk around with them.
Walk around with this.
Like, I bought it from over there, bitch. Yep. Go check.
Fucking Total Wine's got to have them.
Oh, yeah. They have them too. That
yeah, but that's far.
When I looked it up on nearby, it was one place down the street. It was Total Wine and More.
And Bevmo.
Bevmo. Mm-hmm. That was the three places.
But usually those guys over there, they have like everything.
Yeah, and then they ended up having it. Even though they weren't on the list, they had it anyway. Mm. Fuck yeah.
They ordered like
I was
everything.
Stoked. I was super stoked.
I want to try those Arizona tea ones.
He was going to order it for me either
what,
way.
They have one too?
Arizona tea has hard alcohol tea. What? I never tried it though. Because they don't have it. They said they can't get it in California yet. They said when they get it, they're going to order it.
Are we done?
I've never had even heard of that one.
Yeah, I saw it on TikTok. I saw it on TikTok.
Those monster ones are all right.
The monster one is good. I like the one. It tastes just like a fucking monster.
What I like is not drinking an energy drink all day, right? Don't drink one.
And then drink one of those?
And drink one of those because you kind of feel like you're drinking an energy
drink. You're like, it doesn't feel that bad.
A little bit spiked.
Hey, you know what would be sick if Red Bull came out with one? That was Red Bull vodka.
Oh, they're working on it.
They should be. A sugar-free Red Bull and vodka.
I really hope they do not do that.
Because you'll be on them.
I won't even get Red Bulls.
Just buy that in the morning. He's going to start his day with one of those every day.
Like, oops. Start that shit with a Red Bull vodka every morning. Red Bull cranberry vodka every
day. They got to make the can just like the regular can and just say, you know, the bottom,
I think,
what it is. So that when you're driving at work, you're drinking your Red Bull and nobody fucking knows that it's that one.
But yeah. I don't
drive for work.
But. I think you go to work too early to buy them anyway.
Huh. What time do you go to work?
You gotta get them at 6. You can't sell beer until 6. No. And you stop at 2.
I would have to wait.
You'd have to wait. You'd have to go work late.
Yeah, I'd have to wait.
You'd be sitting out there waiting. Like,
I'd have to be like, all right, let's go. 10 minutes every day. Like, waiting for a beer to sell.
Like, why? I can't buy my Red Bull until 6.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
What do you mean you can't buy your Red Bull? They won't sell my Red Bull.
30 seconds.
They came out with a new flavor that they only start selling at 6, man.
Slayer, man. I don't know.
And they're like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, look.
I've seen motherfuckers in that Circle K buying shit like that. It's that early.
Oh, time. Bro, the Mexicans, they'll get 3-packs and shit.
Not even that. I go to the gas station at work, and them landscapers come in there when they're in there buy a fucking 30-rack.
Dude, even the welders.
6 in the morning, man.
The welders at my work, they won't even. I've only heard about
it. They won't even work until they got 2 beers in.
But they're drinking at fucking 4 a.m. Oh, fuck. They already had a beer when they came in, and then when they get their break, they're drinking 2 more beers.
We need a beer and another beer
all day.
Yeah, I gotta do that.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Fucking, it sounds insane. It sounds like you're going to bed at fucking 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
yeah, it does not sound
you're
fun.
You're exhausted by 3 p.m. if you're drinking fucking beer
since four
o'clock in the morning.
Well, they get off at 12 if they start at 4.
They get off at 12:30.
Yeah,
so yeah, but even still.
But I gotta drink that early and I can't work.
It does not take. I would not want a beer.
It
first
feels
thing in the morning.
Disgusting.
Yeah. It tastes like.
I only
shit.
Can do it when we're camping. When we're camping, I can wake up at like 8 in the morning and drink a beer.
I feel like I'd have to at least be up
camping,
for 2 hours.
Camping, I could drink in the first thing in the morning, but that's the only time it does not taste like shit.
Yeah, because if I had to work, I'm definitely. I don't even like drinking and working, to be honest. Unless right, I'm like boys, doing something at the house.
I'm fucking done. I gotta bed.
You gotta what?
I'm about to piss my pants.
Then go piss and come back.
I pissed and came back.
I think we've got enough.
Well, I'll stay a little bit longer.
What do we got on time over there,
bro? I don't fucking know. Not an hour.
Yes, well. There's what? No way we're.
It's good enough.
That's that fit.
What about me?
48 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
Eat my butt. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go piss. I'll be right back. 48
minutes and 10 seconds.
All right, keep talking about fucking sucking each other's cock and some more stuff. Go ahead.
I will.
Which we haven't done yet. When are we going to do that?
We'll do it after.
You know, Ezra's
horny. This guy's a fat liar. A bad liar, too.
a bad fat liar.
Big fat liar, Jimmy Carrey.
Jimmy Carrey. Ezra. Pull up a topic out of your ass. It could be about fucking if you want again.
Yeah, we could talk about fucking again.
If you want to learn more.
Yeah, take notes.
Okay, I got a question for you.
All right.
It's a would you rather.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, what is it?
This is a good one.
All right, let's hear it.
Would you rather have your truck, the white Ford, tip-top shape, running,
pristine.
Driving,
yeah.
Perfect, how you want it, the paint job, the motor, all that.
Yeah.
Or be married and have sex with any celebrity crush you ever had in your life.
Obviously my truck. Okay.
What do you mean? You'd be married to a celebrity?
No, you're married, but you're allowed to have sex, I guess. With
married, girlfriend, everything.
To the celebrity?
To the
celebrity, or it could be even a random chick that you fucking know from school. You don't even got to be a celebrity.
I'd pick the truck.
Man, my truck.
Okay, now for you. Would you rather catch a 5-pound plus fish or have marriage, sex, everything with a girl you want in your dreams?
Well, I mean, I'm already going to have that, so I'd take the fish.
What do you mean you're going to have that?
Is Emmy not in the situation right here?
I don't know.
Because if she already is, then I already got that, so I'll pick
the
fish.
I don't know what's in your situation. It's just a would-you-rather question.
Oh, then I'd much rather have a wife and shit than catch a fucking fish.
Than the five-pound-plus fish?
Yeah, I can catch a fish later. Oh, you mean like I can never fish again?
That's gay.
I would still want a family.
We'll wait for Bubba to get here.
You would take the fish?
You wouldn't want a family?
I would take the fucking 5-pound-plus fish any day.
Over a family?
Over a wife slash girlfriend have sex with the ass.
We're talking about family here.
We're not talking about family.
That's what a wife is. You we're start a family
about,
with a wife.
We're really just talking about girlfriend sex. We're not talking about wife.
You said
we're
wife.
Not talking about, I did, but I didn't say kids.
So you either
you're going to have kids with your wife, man.
But let me get this straight. So you can't have sex anymore, but you get to catch a fish.
No, it's just a would you rather.
One time? It's the next day I can have sex? I don't care. Yeah, let me catch a fish. I'll have sex tomorrow.
I don't know. I don't know the rules like that.
You made up the game.
It's just a would you rather.
This is a terrible thing. Who gave
it? It's just a would you rather. It's
all right, Larry, off the top of your head, come up with a subject because this guy sucks.
A subject or a would you rather?
A topic or anything.
I'll do a would you rather.
Or do a would you rather then.
All right.
Let's do it then.
He's got to be better than his.
Why are you so mad, Ezra? All right. Would you rather suck a dick for $1 million?
Yeah, for Bubba, actually.
Or
you off, Bubba? I got one for you.
God damn it! Better be better than the one you gave me in life.
No, it's gonna be the same one.
Okay, go ahead.
Fuck.
Explain to him though the rules.
I got a would you rather for you.
Suck a dick for $1 million. That's my answer.
Suck a dick or have $1 billion.
That's what kind of fucking question is that?
that's what it sounded like you just said.
Ezra, you're fired, dude.
I said I would suck a dick for $1 billion.
Okay. I would. Oh yeah.
Okay, Bubba, I got
for
one for you.
For $1 million, fucking.
Okay, Bubba, I got one for you.
Blow anyone, dude, twice.
Have your car. Have your Nissan.
Every day I'll do it.
Have your Nissan V8 swapped and everything, paint job, wheels, all that. Or get to have the all time amount of sex as you want with Abby Burner.
What? Who's Abby Burner?
Yes.
Who is Abby
yes.
Burner?
Yes. Finally, I got a question that I. He's like, oh, I'd rather have a family. I'd rather have kids.
Yeah, he said the
bro. What is
you
it?
Catch a fish or have a family?
V8,
I'm like, have a family.
V8 swap, Sylvia, paint job, wheels, or Abby Burner?
Who the fuck's Abby Burner?
Fuck you! You don't fucking matter no more. You fat.
Well, okay, Ezra,
this guy's so mad Bubba. Today.
Ezra, who's Bubba, Abby Burner?
So serious.
Please pick Abby Burner.
Who in the fuck's Abby Burner?
You'd like to know, wouldn't you?
I would, cause I love her now, thanks to you.
She love her now.
She's literally Nina if she was 100 pounds heavier.
Oh, that's a chick that works out?
That worked out.
Oh, I don't like her. She's way too fucking
she's
muscular.
She's way too fat.
No, muscular. She's that's that muscular chick, muscular? Right?
She's not. No, she's not.
She's right a muscular chick?
I think so. No. That's who
I don't know. I don't know who the fuck they're talking about.
I don't either.
I don't know, bro. That's a hard word.
Bubba, V8 swap Sylvia or Abby Burner?
V8 swap Sylvia.
Oh, you faggot.
Yeah, why would you know, why would you pick a fucking girl over that dream car?
I'm going to sleep.
It's not even a dream. I could do that easy. That would have been easier than the fucking
the V8 swap suit is way more realistic than you could be all day, Abby Burner.
The V8 swap is way more realistic than me fucking Abby Burner. You're right about that.
So wouldn't you rather pick Abby Burner?
Well, no, because what if you just get it right now? Then he could just get it right now. He doesn't have to wait a year
okay,
or so.
Okay, never mind. Forget I even said anything this last 5 minutes. Who else?
No, don't forget.
No, dude, we're having a conversation.
Yeah, he finally
I
came
liked
up.
The question.
Finally
I,
came
I
up.
Thought you did like the question, but you didn't say the answer that I wanted you to say.
So why is it? Why are you pissed?
I wanted to be that answer, but I just.
He's mad. He wants to call it because he didn't get the right answer. Right, he wanted. He's like, right. I wanted her to fuck her.
Ezra,
that's what he wanted.
Ezra, would you have your car all dialed in and everything you always wanted done to it or have sex with a celebrity crush?
My car.
I'm pissed because I thought you were going to say
it. Oh, why you picked a car?
Yeah, why did you pick the car? I
That's
thought you were
so mad at about all of our answers.
I wanted you to, I thought he wanted to finger 69 some girl. Why is the car worse?
Look at this guy. This guy's so angry right now.
We all
picked
the fucking answer that he picked, and he's mad at us.
Yeah, he got mad at our answers.
I didn't say no.
I didn't say no.
I'd much rather have you just jerk me off personally.
Yeah. Fuck the question. Let's jerk each other off.
We don't need Abby Burner, whatever her name is. We don't need her.
You just
I got you.
Well, just burn me.
All of a sudden you forgot her name, huh?
I don't know her name.
You just burn me with your hands.
I don't know her last name, really. I don't know if it's Abby or Amy or A-A-B or...
Oh, I'll show you what it is.
I can show you what it is, too, if I pull my phone out. No. But I don't fucking want to do that.
I got all the videos.
Shit. I know, because now every time I see anything about her, it says Ezra.
He thinks about her.
Like this.
Just like everything else. Thank you. This was the one...
Thank you so much.
The one girl...
I didn't even know about.
And you said
know about.
And now all he's doing is liking.
Hey,
and he can't get enough. 240
Sylvia, yeah. Air Jordans. What else she do? She goes fishing. She goes this.
Hey, are you
ruined it for Bubba?
Come on, man.
Hey, that bitch, dude. I hope she hears this.
Hey, are you?
She sees this. Hears this. Oh, she's so much of a faggot you are. Switching lanes so hard and.
Do you DM her?
I wish she would hit my girlfriend up and just make my girlfriend take the same workout routine.
Ezra.
And just make her work out with her all the time.
What are you doing, Ezra?
Because they look very similar.
I got this shirt sent to me.
This girl has 100 pounds.
How much?
That's even weirder that he likes her so much.
Hey.
She's gorgeous.
She's
Ezra. Fucking gorgeous. Have you even seen her? Do you even know what we're talking about?
No.
Show her. He's going to put the comments on the pictures on TikTok.
She's gorgeous. I have no idea.
No idea who you're talking about at all, dude.
Ezra, are you in her DMs?
He most likely. Let's see.
No?
Who's that?
<'Cause> He said who's that?
Because he's liking all her shit. He has to be the DMs.
He brought it up. Who's that?
Yeah, who's the girl I who's the girl I said?
DMs. I was like, who's that?
Are you in that girl's DMs?
Who? What girl?
The girl you were talking about the whole time.
The only fucking one that got brought up, dude.
Of course not.
You didn't try?
Why would I?
But you're liking all her things and commenting?
No.
So, Reb was a liar.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm making shit up because you get good time. Good,
No, you know demo.
This guy's over here studying, dude. Hey, good time, good time.
Hey, click on a picture. Click on a picture. I guarantee
you. Click on the picture that you know that I... Click on the picture. Click on the picture. You know which one. You know which one.
You know he did it.
I don't know which one. Yeah,
you
do.
Yes, you fucking do.
She has so many.
It's impossible. A lot.
She literally posts every day.
And well, Ezra likes
what
it.
She even looks like. I don't even know what this
is. It doesn't matter, right? Yeah. Fuck off. You picked your truck. Fuck off. This faggot picked his fucking kids.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Over a fish. Bubba, his was have a family and wife or catch a 5-pound fish.
Because your faggot ass likes fishing now. So, like, what the fuck else am I going
to
tell you?
I just wanted to see who you guys are talking about.
So, what the fuck else am I going to tell you?
Do you understand that? Do you understand what he said? He asked me, would you have a family and kids?
Or I did not say family and kids.
Or a wife. He said, would you rather have a wife or a 5-pound bass or something? And I was like, a wife and family.
20-pound bass.
I was like, I'm going to catch one fish or I'm going to have a family?
I literally didn't say family, but Larry's thinking family. But
a wife means family, Ezra. Cool.
Yeah,
that's what a wife is.
What do you think it is, Ezra?
What do you do with a wife?
I don't think
what is fast.
I don't think what anything is,
dude. What do you do with a fish, Ezra?
I don't think what anything is. All
right. I can catch.
I don't know anything.
I can catch 4-pound fish and
I literally don't know anything.
Hold on. What's up?
He's so goddamn mad.
I literally don't know anything.
No, she's good looking.
Over on his.
Yeah, go on him.
His opinion on who we were talking about.
Yeah, go on him too.
Abby Burner, what you got?
Well, she's good looking.
Okay, Kyle got it.
You wouldn't say, "Oh, baby."
No. Not my type, though.
We call that a clap back.
Not my type.
You wouldn't say, "Oh, baby."
on TikTok live.
You telling me if this?
I like
Octane.
What?
What?
God damn it.
What?
Just the way he said, you tell me you wouldn't say, oh, baby.
Because no. I know I would.
Well, no, she's definitely a good looking girl.
Baby. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God. What did
I'd
you
probably still pick the car.
You?
I'd definitely probably still pick the car.
You still pick your truck.
Yeah.
Paint job, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't picking no truck. I'll tell you that.
We know what your mindset is.
I would pick this truck, and this truck would back
it depends on what day of the week it is for him.
Hey, yeah, if it's Saturday morning, he ain't picking the car.
No, it's Saturday morning. This truck.
I'll say this. That could buy fucking 20 cars.
That will bring me plenty of trucks. That'll
buy me 20 cars?
Whatever the fuck you want.
That would bring me so many trucks. Dude.
How would that bring me?
Wait, is that going to be your wife or is it a one time deal?
It doesn't matter.
It was a one time thing. I thought you said you.
I thought it was a one time
get the car.
It doesn't matter. Or get the car. Yes, it does. No, you idiot.
One time.
I forgot.
Or you get the car.
I forgot.
Or is it forever?
You picked the car, huh? V8 swap, Sylvia, and everything, wheels, paint, all that. You picked that too, huh?
Why is Ezra so mad about this question? I'm trying to get it right.
I forgot what he said.
He picked the car, yes, but is it for one day or do you get it the rest of your life?
It doesn't matter. It's just
yes, it definitely matters.
Would you rather?
It matters a lot.
It matters,
a lot, dude.
You have sex with her one time or you get the car.
I feel like you
or you have her girl for the rest of your life or you get the car. It matters. The whole damn question, it matters.
I don't want. I'm it's saying, right?
Would you rather? It's simple as that. Like, would
no,
you rather
it's
this?
Not.
Would you rather that?
There is not. Would you
are
rather
you going to be married to her? Are you going to be?
Stop.
5 years?
Shut the fuck up.
I don't fucking know. It's a would you rather, motherfucker.
What happens 5 years down the road?
You'll probably still, we don't know.
You'll probably still have the car, but you can say, I fucked her. Nobody's going to be like, bullshit. That's what's going to happen, dude.
That's pretty funny.
The funniest.
I just like a mad ass.
I'd much rather have the woman over the car.
Thank for you. One day?
For one day.
For all the days.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. But if you only get one day, that's fucked up.
Larry only wants one day of family and kids.
It's going to be on a Friday.
Larry wants one day of family and kids.
Only one day.
Only one day.
I'm out of here. Hey, you have to get. See you later, dude. I gotta get some milk.
He's gonna. He would get her on a Friday.
Yeah. Be out of there, dude.
Fucking.
I gotta go get some milk and cigarettes. I'll be right back.
Saturday morning. Bing. But she's like, bye. You hit me for one day.
See you later. See you next Saturday.
I'll see you next Saturday.
He's
time I'm horny. Saturday morning.
He don't shake my hand.
You see Bubba coming in through the window Saturday morning. It's like 3 a.m. He's like, he's crawling in all
don't
drunk.
Scratch my back.
He walks in like this. He walks in with his back out like that. He's like, come on. Scratchy, scratchy.
You know you want to touch it.
All right, boys.
Put your finger in my butt. I'll fucking jump on you.
I'm going to leave you guys with a quote.
I'm coming into your ass backwards.
Oh, I didn't bring my hat. Oh, that was a good one.
God, you guys got me fucked up now.
What? You guys coming in Saturday morning? Is every Saturday morning going to be like this and on his door? What is he doing in there? Is he scratching his back?
Yeah, scratching my butt.
You're going to hear, oh, go more to the right. Like, oh, yep.
Here.
Me and Ezra are going to be scratching each other's buttholes. Thinking about Abby Burner. That's what we're going to be doing. And he knows it. Look at him. Look how quiet he is.
He's mad. He's mad that nobody picked
the answer he wanted.
He's mad because he's got a fucking heart on knowing he's jerking him off.
Ezra's dick, do you have anything to say? Nothing.
Nothing. A poor fucking story again.
Hey, hold on. Ezra's dick, you got anything to say?
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
That was pretty good, Ezra.
A poor disappointing story again, coming from Ezra's penis.
He's like, hefty, hefty, hefty.
Like the seventh time in a row.
I wish there was a black guy right here. I could do the hefty one on him.
I wish he wasn't so depressed. Look at him. Just smack him up.
He's mad because we all picked the answers that he didn't want.
Okay, well, can we pick the answers he wants?
Yeah. I'll pick the fish.
I feel like we pick the answers he wants. It makes no sense.
I don't know. What do you want?
You got the stupid.
Yeah, I got the dumbest one. I got to pick a fish. That's cool. I don't care. But I shit. Mean, I'll pick the fish, Ezra.
What was my option? I don't even remember.
The truck or
a celebrity
crush?
But then again, it wasn't specified if you get it for a day or not.
It really probably wouldn't even matter. You only get it for half
a minute. Take the truck. You still take the truck, but still. This guy's just, all right, we're going to end this.
I'm taking the ass, dude. Taking this guy's ass over anybody.
Yeah, if Ezra's ass was in the situation, I'm picking it.
Yeah, I picked that.
All right, boys. All right. Raise your kids, spoil your grandkids. Spoil your kids, raise your grandkids.
Fuck you.
Ezra, can I get a that's a wrap?
Adios.
This guy's all mad. What are you mad for?
Because we didn't pick
all the answer. Wants to do is go fuck Abby Burnett.
So. That's what he's going to go do right now.
All he has on his mind is some thick, hot